We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's the Big Morning Coffee Club at 92.5 WBEE, 714. Good morning. We're looking for mostly cloudy skies today. It's going to be windy and some showers in there with a high of 51 degrees. We are at 48 degrees right now. And we welcome in Mark Dwyer from Foodlink. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Foodlink is so important to our community right now. You are doing so much to keep people who really are right on the edge connected and fed and taken care of. And we can't really say thank you enough just to begin with.
Oh, well, thank you. That's very kind.
Oh, absolutely.
So, Mark, what is needed of us? Now, I've just read this morning. I know that you guys are helping out the senior citizens in our area. You've joined forces with United Way to make sure that the senior citizens have food, that they have the toiletries that they need. But as a listener, as someone in the community, we want to help. You guys are out there with the boots on the ground, but we want to help. You know, what do we do as far as volunteering or supplies that you guys may need?
Yeah, exactly. There are a couple opportunities to get involved if people are willing out there. We do accept volunteers. The United Way was gracious enough to set up a kind of centralized volunteer portal for a bunch of nonprofits in the area. So we've tapped into that numerous times now in the last week and a half. We've put up shifts both at our facility, at the Rochester Riverside Convention Center, which has been a great blessing for us to use as well. So volunteering is one way, and donations go a long way, of course, as well. We are purchasing a lot of extra food, as you can imagine, in the last couple weeks, the last month, to prepare for this, both food for our kitchen meals that are serving children, and then these emergency food supply boxes that are going out to seniors, other households, any vulnerable population in our region. And so those are kind of the two of the main ways people can get involved in the work we're doing.
These food boxes that you're preparing are pretty serious, the emergency food supply boxes, 50 pounds of food in each one?
Yeah, so we are supplying these boxes that are going out to our existing network. As you know, we are the regional food bank that connects local agencies like food pantries, soup kitchens, homeless shelters. They're part of our network already, and so they've been receiving these boxes. We also have a program called the Mobile Pantry where it's more or less a pop-up pantry that happens once or twice a month. They've been getting these boxes because they would much rather serve the public with these drop, grab-and-go boxes as opposed to people coming into a facility and picking out their food items. So that's a much safer distribution method now, is these pre-box items. And, yeah, there's quite a bit of food in there depending on how big your household is, of course, but it's a good amount of non-perishable goods to get you through in multiple days, if not weeks.
Hey, Mark, how do people find out where the pop-up pantries are?
Sure. So on our website, there's a mobile pantry section. We link to it on social media from time to time as well. And these are our existing partners. And there's typically about 40 or 50 of them every month throughout our 10 counties. So it's not just Rochester. There's these pop-up mobile pantries that exist in the nine, Monroe County and the nine surrounding counties as well. And there's a schedule on our website, and it's basically week to week now because everything is so fluid right now with the emergency food system and who can operate at full capacity, who's got the volunteers. So we're constantly checking in with our network, asking how they're doing, what are their hours, and we're communicating that with 211. So I would say either our website but predominantly 211 or texting 211, which is 898-211, are the two best methods to find out where distributions are in our region.
The website is foodlinkny.org, foodlinkny.org. Mark, how are you practicing social distancing while you're loading these boxes up when you're distributing them? That's got to be a challenge right there.
Exactly, yeah, that's kind of a challenge we identified right away in our distribution center when we started putting together these boxes. The opportunity at the convention center came up, and we jumped on that, and credit to the convention center and our leadership for turning that opportunity around in more or less 24, 48 hours. So using that space really allowed volunteers to spread out when they were packing these boxes, and we can abide by that six-foot rule that you've been hearing so much about. So the convention center, as you know, they host events, you know, for thousands of people, and since those events are not happening now, we're able to take over a couple of their main spaces, spread out, get the food lined up, and making sure that volunteers that are packing these boxes are practicing safe social distancing, and of course they are healthy. We only accept healthy volunteers, and there's a checklist of protocols you have to meet before you enter the facility. A lot of hand washing, of course, happens. So what we're trying to make the experience as safe as possible for both the volunteers and the people that are ultimately receiving these boxes.
Mark Dwyer, amazing things that you guys are doing. And that's not even a big enough word. You are one of the unsung heroes that we've been trying to point out during that have really had to step forward. And as some folks find themselves isolated, you guys just find yourself having to provide more and more and more as the need comes in. So absolutely log on to the website. That'll give us everything that we need to know as far as where we can drop things off.
Excellent. Yeah, we appreciate the time, and we appreciate just the community support that's come in because of this as well. A lot of donations, a lot of volunteers, as I mentioned, but it's been a community effort, so we're happy to be a part of it.
Great. Mark, great. You stay healthy, and thank you so much.
Well.
And you check in with us. You need anything, you let us know, okay?
We appreciate that.
And we'll
that.
Get
thank
the word you. Out for you. Wonderful.
Great. Take care.
Perfecto.
Oops. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.